Maybe you heard the stories of Joseph. Joseph was an example of Jesus in the Old Testament in many ways. How he was punished to save the nation, even though he did nothing wrong himself. Another example of Jesus was Jonah. How? He spent 3 nights in the belly of a fish, just like Jesus spent 3 nights in the grave. His story is a good example for us in another way, too, Jonah's story. One of the Ten Commandments is about obedience. Do you know it? Children, obey your parents, right? And God gives a promise with that. So you will live long in the place I give you. You won't get run over by cars. You won't die from poisoning or burns if you listen to your parents' rules. It also means that God blesses those who obey him and obey the people in charge of them. And I have a little song for you. Listen. When God tells you what to do, you'd better do it. You'd better do it. You'd better do it. It doesn't pay to disobey, that's all there's to it. Or just like Jonah, you'll find out the hard, hard way. These stories are about a man who learned his lessons the hard way. Jonah, Episode 1, Going the Wrong Way. Hello there, kids. I'm Jonah. I'll tell you my story so maybe you can learn something from my experience and don't have to make my mistakes and learn your lessons the hard way. As my grandfather used to say, only a fool has to learn everything from experience. I was a prophet in Israel after Elisha's time. And most of the time I was telling God's words to Israel, the nation of Assyria was threatening Israel with war. One day, God told me to go tell the Assyrians he was going to judge them. Well, I didn't want to go anywhere near those wicked, cruel people, so I decided to take a trip the other direction. I went to the seacoast at Joppa. Let's see, say I lived in Chicago, and God told me to go preach in Australia. Instead, I went to Florida and took a boat for England. I went to the first boat I saw at the harbor. Hey, sailor, where is this ship going?
Tarshish, we leave tonight.
Tarshish? Oh, that sounds far enough. I'm running away from God. Now I knew better. You can't run away from God anywhere in this whole wide world. He's everywhere. But I wasn't thinking too straight.
Well, you want to see the captain? That's him there.
So I went to the captain and paid for a bed down below deck, climbed aboard, and went to sleep. I was really tired. Have you ever noticed how tired you get when you're running the wrong direction? I was dreaming I was high in a tree, and the wind was blowing my branch back and forth, up and down, when someone shook me. It was the captain.
How can you sleep in this storm, man? Our ship is about to sink. Get up and call on your God like the rest of us are doing. We need all the help we can get or we are dead men.
I went up on deck and could barely stand up. The ship was heaving sideways and up and down just like my dream. Rain and wind and waves were splashing all over. The sailors had ropes tied around their waists and attached to the masts of the ship so they wouldn't be washed overboard. They were throwing the boxes and cargo of the ship into the sea to make the ship lighter so it wouldn't sink. One of the sailors held a lot of sticks in his hand.
Here, you, choose a stick. We're drawing lots to see whose fault it is we're in this storm. If you get the short one,
oh, no, man, he's got the short stick. I had the short stick. So, the men gathered round,
"Tell us," said the captain. "Who are you, and what's your occupation, and why has this trouble come on us?"
What could I say? I knew I was disobeying God. I know God has ways of persuading people to do what he wants, or punishing them. "Well, I'm a Jew, a prophet, actually, and I serve the God who made the sea and land. He asked me to go to Nineveh, and I decided to go the other direction." The sailors were horrified. "What can we do to persuade your God to save us?"
"Well, throw me into the ocean, and it will be calm for you. It is me God is punishing."
"Ooh, my time is up. We're going to have to quit for today. But you know something happened because I'm here to tell the story. Listen tomorrow, and I'll tell you more about hiding from God."